The ILCA stands for the International Labor Communications Association, and it's an affiliate of the AFL-CIO, the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, otherwise known as the bulk of the labor movement. And the ILCA has been around for 49 years. We'll have our 50th anniversary next year. And it's the Association of Labor Communicators. So members of the ILCA are labor union newspapers and magazines and websites and radio shows and TV shows and independent, labor-oriented and worker-oriented radio shows and websites and newspapers and magazines. And the ILCA, as an organization, works to improve labor media. There was a lot bigger and more effective labor press in this country 40 to 50 years ago, and there is a labor press in some European countries today that's actually effective, that competes with the corporate press, that influences the public debate, and we would like to move the labor movement in the direction of rebuilding that sort of a labor communications operation, so that we're not focused entirely on spinning the corporate reporters the right way, which ultimately we cannot do. You know, we can do better, but we can't do enough. Or on putting all our money into television advertising, which is just not as effective as producing newspapers and magazines that say what we want to say and include multiple voices and points of view from around the labor movement that communicate with workers in and outside the labor movement in an effective way and in a democratic way. So we lobby for labor newspapers that are not just glorified press releases from union presidents, but that cover issues and cover issues from multiple viewpoints and interview members in the rank and file and include letters to the editor. And we believe that disagreements and partisanship and constructive criticism are healthy and necessary for growth in the labor movement. So the ILCA has a website at ilcaonline.org that serves as a resource for labor communicators. And the editors of various labor papers post some of their best articles there and go there looking for articles and cartoons and photos that they can use from other ILCA members. So it's sort of a clearinghouse of labor reporting. And some of the stories that are reported there from multiple sources cannot be found anywhere else, cannot be found in the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune or the Wall Street Journal. There are issues and stories and viewpoints that are just shut out of this increasingly concentrated corporate media.
Well, there was some other things about your website. Don't you have audio and video available on there?
We do, but only for ILCA members. We have a lot of our website available to anyone, and any of the text articles on our website can be reproduced for free, no questions asked, by anyone at all, if they give credit to the authors and to the ILCA. But to access various features of our site, including all sorts of resources on how to make a good newsletter, how to produce a good newspaper, and our photo and cartoon gallery and audio and video gallery, to get to that stuff, you have to be an ILCA member. And, you know, several hundred unions are members in terms of their publications or their websites. But any freelance reporter or any organization or individual that wants to support the growth of labor media can apply to join the